This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Okay, put your hand up if you want government to do something about gasoline prices. Come on, put your hand up. I mean, what's the use of having a really fun idea if you don't own up to it? Gee, Fred, I don't like paying an extra, what, 40, 50 bucks a month for gas. Why doesn't BC Premier John Horgan or Prime Minister Trudeau just say gasoline can't cost more than a dollar a liter? I mean, why not? That's not a departure from the notable number of people who continue to demand that the government do something about high house prices. And the federal government did, along with the help from the BC and Ontario governments, calling their shot, declaring they wanted to cool the market and give them extra credit in BC because they didn't just cool it, they killed it. Didn't have to do that in Alberta, though, because of the drop in oil prices, along with the pipeline opposition in BC, which forces Alberta oil to sell at a significant discount to world prices. That was more than enough to push real estate prices down. What's very noticeable is the cheerleaders for government to step up to limit price increases they don't like are oblivious to the fact that whether we're talking gas prices or house prices, government policy, taxes, and fees play a major role in increasing those prices. But why stop at housing and gasoline prices? I mean, healthcare costs are going through the roof, which ends up costing taxpayers, I suspect, a lot more than 50 bucks extra a month. Why not legislate against healthcare cost increases? And government can start by freezing the wages and benefits of healthcare workers like doctors and nurses. I mean, after all, they're the main cost components. I mean, this is fun. You name the price you don't like, and the government will just step in and stop it. After all, that was the formula that worked oh so well for the former Soviet Union. Although I have to admit, I'm still a little uncomfortable to see all the hand-wringing about high gas prices, which discourages driving, when many of the same people express their deep concern for climate change. Obviously, they don't want to change their driving habits. More to the point, they think the government should step in to make sure they don't have to. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.